Congressman Lewis says he is not a legitimate president. Agree or disagree?
I don't think he's a legitimate president.
Okay, why?
I do think he's going, hang on, and I do think he's going to become the president, and I am not in favor of martial law. We are the United States of America.
Okay.
I think that Donald Trump's election was the product of a Putin coup, an invasion of our country. Through fake news, through hacking the DNC, and he got his victory from cheating. The other thing is, and I know this is a surprise.
Stop. I know this is a surprise. No, wait a minute. We're not going on. How did Donald Trump cheat? How?
Putin cheated on his behalf, and there are countless reports about how Donald Trump's emissaries communicated with Putin throughout the campaign.
About what?
Took intelligence.
About what?
And Donald Trump himself requested Putin.
All right, let's back up for a second. You know that Barack Obama himself said the election, it could not possibly be rigged because we do not have a centralized system. Barack Obama said that himself. He said that himself.
I'm not saying.
And everyone, let me finish. Let me finish. And everyone has said that if the emails were hacked by Russia, okay, and I don't care if it's Russia, Julian Assange, Hillary's hairdresser, or Osama bin Laden rose from the ocean and hacked them. I don't really care. Nobody has said that Hillary's emails or the DNC emails were not accurate. So how was the election rigged?
They weren't accurate. No, they were selectively.
What wasn't accurate?
They were selectively edited and disclosed by WikiLeaks.
Oh, yeah? Who
Plus,
said that?
There was an There was an avalanche of fake news and harassment and trolling by paid operatives from the
what's
Russian
the
government.
What's the fake news?
And we know then that the CIA and the FBI
have said that Putin intended to install Trump. What's the fake news? What's
fake news is
news?
All kinds of
the golden
all kinds
showers,
of insults and aspersions and lies spread about Hillary Clinton. Look, she was. Well, let's put this aside, okay? I want to talk for a second about what you said about limousine liberals and how awful we are. And
wait
I want
minute,
you to know
minute,
something.
Before you get to that,
no,
wait a minute. What is the fake? Wait a minute. I have some questions. What's the fake news?
Donald Trump won. Nobody touched the machines. It's documented. Look, Samantha Bee on her show interviewed a bunch of people who were paid to troll people on Twitter. Let's put that aside. There are reports all over the world. You are not seriously suggesting that a comedian has intelligence on Putin.
Samantha Bee's a comedian.
I'm saying that she did a report and she I want to back this up.
That's fake.
I want to back this up.
That goes with the golden showers.
This is an alternative universe, and you can hide from the reports around the country, around the world, that Putin intervened in our election. But the thing is, Donald Trump is going to be inaugurated, but he is also going to come to trial at some point. I am a liberal, and I love my country, and I am part of
the
resistance, and I believe this man will be president, but I also believe that it is a liberal's job to oppose him.
Okay. You know what? You got the First Amendment right, but let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We hack them, they hack us. Do you agree with that?
I do not believe. I think that when a foreign government invades our country, it is a serious
act of war. When did they invade? Did they come to the borders?
Because if they did, then Rosie
O'Donnell is right.
And we ought to call
and we ought to ask for martial law.
It's horrifying.
Coco, look, you know what? You're dreaming.
Do you understand?
Nobody invaded.
The CIA,
right?
Do you disagree that the CIA and the FBI said
Let me
that
tell
Putin
you something, Coco.
To influence the election?
Putin did not invade the country, and neither did the Russians. And when they do, I'll let you know. Because we'll call the military.
What is the difference between walking into our borders and invading our digital borders?
Coco, thank you for being with us. Always a pleasure.